Some of you may remember that last year we announced that President Henderson, who had served in the Milan mission, was going to serve as the vice chairman and take over responsibility for the missionary reunion and the association duties. President Henderson has been elected mayor in his town, and in due course and being supportive of the civic duties that he has, he's been given a temporary deferment. He's not been released. We know where he is, and he can't get away. For those of you who don't know, this distinguished individual to my right is President Daniel Jensen. President Jensen had the privilege and honor of serving both in Padova and in Rome, and he's kindly consented to serve for the next 2 years as the chairman of the Italian Missionary Association. I wanted to make sure you all saw him. Some of you may not be familiar with him, as he's much more recently returned, but we're very pleased for his willingness to serve and look forward to this reunion under his direction for the next couple of years.
Thank you.
Thank you, President.
Thank
you. By way of a little bit of business, in addition to that, a financial report was provided to the Board of Presidents. The association, many years ago, collected contributions from participants at meetings such as this, and many of those a few years ago were distributed to the four Italian missions. A small amount was kept to provide for evenings such as this. Last year, the reunion refreshments and arrangements were donated, and so all of the money that President Curtis left is there, plus a little bit of interest. So by way of a financial report, we've grown a little bit and haven't had any expenditures. I think we'd all love to see states and governments do similarly, but that's not likely in our lifetimes either. This evening, as you might well be aware, is a special evening. And for those of you who are guests, thank you for coming. We realize you may not have all served as missionaries directly in Italy, but to remember the work and celebrate the 40th anniversary of the mission's creation in Italy, we've invited you and are grateful that you would accept that invitation and be with us here tonight. We are going to have some special speakers here, and then as we normally do, we will dismiss for the various mission groups. Now, some of you may see your presidents here. If you will follow them, they will show you where the room is, where you can meet. For the other presidents, there's little signs kind of around the cultural hall where you can congregate if you'd like, and then any of the rooms that don't have a sign on them, you're welcome to use. There is a downstairs in this chapel, but it's towards the back of the building, and you're welcome to use any of those rooms that you would like to. In the chapel, when we do break, any of you are here to participate and hear about the early foundations and the historical basis of the Lord's work in Italy, if you would remain here. There will be a number of speakers who will deal with the first missionary work from the South German mission, the Swiss mission, the French mission, those who were in the service during World War II, those who have been in military service since World War II, early convert families and their descendants. So it'll be a delightful experience, and we hope that those of you who are here for that will enjoy it. You notice a little digital recorder here, and we have a backup. That still requires your prayers, that one of the two will work. As quickly as we can, these will be taken and put into MP3 format, and they will be available for download off of Brother Velluto's website, Bellacion. We can pray for him and pray that all of his work will go very fast so he has time to do that. In the meantime, we will be patient because he's made a tremendous effort to make that available to those of us who may not be able to be in the chapel for other reasons. But we hope that you will take advantage of that because there's a wonderful history that will be reported here this evening. In his prayer, President Lombardo mentioned the hope that we all have of a temple someday in Italy. And prayer doesn't hurt. Continuous prayer doesn't hurt. Every fast day, every morning, every evening. And similar to that, while the church is recognized as a legal entity in Italy, it is not currently recognized as a religion. And your continued prayers to that effect, that those who are in public office in Italy might make that a possibility, would be very much appreciated. So those are a couple of things that we hope that you remember and don't tire of. The work yet needs to be done, and even though we may be a few kilometers away, we can still participate. And I'm sure that, as some of the brethren have said, heaven is just as close to us as it is to any other part of this earth. So our prayers can be heard as well. Our general session then will proceed as follows. We are pleased to have with us Brother Mark Benson, who is the son of President Ezra Taft Benson, who was responsible by direction of the First Presidency in the Quorum of the 12 of dedicating the land of Italy, rededicating it. President Benson will share that experience from his family's perspective. And we should remember that President Benson had a... It wasn't just the creation of the mission or the calling of the first stake president in Italy, but he had that feeling and began it even when he was helping post-World War II and at other times throughout Europe. And there was a sensitivity he had for the Italian people, and there's a great appreciation we should have for he and his family. Excuse me. Following Brother Mark Benson, we'll be pleased to hear from Brother Duart Pedersen, who is vice president of the Lorenzo Snow Family Association and a descendant of President Snow, who, by assignment of the First Presidency in the 12 in his day, dedicated Italy for the preaching of the gospel the first time. Following that, we will be pleased to hear from Dr. Giovanni Maschero, the vice consul of the Italian Republic, who is here with us tonight. We'll hear his message, and then we'll turn some time to Elder Luigi Palloni, the Area 70 from Italy, who we're always pleased when he has the opportunity to come and join with us. Sometimes he has assignments associated with conference, but he's able to be here this evening, and he'll provide an update on the saints and the growth of the church that I'm sure that we will all be very interested in. I'd like to let you all know, President Mark Benson, excuse me if I keep calling him president, he was my stake president, that's how I know him. Was served also some time ago with his dear wife Leela, who is here with him, as mission presidents in the Midwest. And they have a missionary reunion for their own mission. And so at some point, he may need to leave with Sister Benson. And President, we excuse you and understand that you have that. Please stay as long as you feel comfortable with. And when you need to leave, we'll be understanding of that. So we'll turn the time over to Brother Mark Benson and then Brother Duart Pedersen. And Dr. Maschero.